We're learning Simin Tafnun Gimel Sif Zayin. Mezes Hashem will finish Simin Tafnun Gimel now. And the Mechaber tells us, Kishmalichin Asakim Sheyesh Bahem Kemach Meri Chayim. When a person takes the bags, Sheyesh Bahem Kemach, that has flour in these bags from the mill, they were just ground up. Osla Nichom Agabi Behema, one cannot put them on the animal. She'ein ukuf. If the animal is not wearing a saddle, we should not put the packages of flour on the animal if it does not have a saddle. Or if it doesn't have a saddle, at least let it have an or of tachas asak, a thick layer of leather. Underneath, separating between the back of the animal and the bags of flour. Hagah says the Rama, "V'chein yizor lechatchilo shaloi laniach harbei sakim im kemach ze al ze b'makom shevsho." You should also be careful not to put shaloi laniach harbei sakim, not to put a lot of bags of flour, one bag on top of another bag, if it's possible. What's the reason for all this? What's the reason why we should not place the bags of flour on top of the back of the animal without a saddle or a leather separating? Or not to pack the bags of flour on top of each other like this? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Lamadala to answer this question, Ki ha-kemach mischami miguf ha-behema shucham. The flour, the temperature of the flour warms up miguf ha-behema from the body of the animal, which is warm. And through this, it's memar lahachmitz, it hastens the fermentation process when it's needed, when the flour is then put with water. Another reason why we have to either separate something from the packages of flour between the animal, or not to pack them up so high, because the animal perspire. That perspiration will come perhaps in contact with the flour. It could be that the perspiration of the animal ferments when it comes in contact with the flour, just like water. If it does, if a person does go ahead and places this package of flour on top of the animal, we should not forbid it b'dieved. At least we have to wait for 24 hours. Ad halisha sheiskara kemach. We should wait 24 hours before you knead this flour after it was on the back of the animal. So this way it'll cool off. So once the flour cooled off, we're not concerned that it will be ferment quicker. Okay, look, come on, sif tes. Sif kodin lamed hay. V'chein yizar, one should also be careful not to pile up the bags one on top of each other. Yam kei mitam shemischam hakemach, for also the same reason that the shemischam hakemach, the flour will get heated up. And once again, as Michal pointed out, not that the flour itself is becoming wet, but once it's warm, it's hot, and you put that hot flour with the water, it'll ferment quicker. If one did pack up these bags on top of each other, one should wait at least 24 hours. Zel zeh sifkad lamed vav v'adin shlo yeshev al asakim shlo kemach v'kanal. For the same reason, one should not sit on these packages, because you'll sit on them, it'll warm up the flour inside. Sif ches on the top, the Mechaber tells us, noigin l'naker harichayim. The custom is to clean out the mill where they ground up the flour. Because sometimes they put in there moistened flour, moistened grain, to make the flour. So the first point of the halacha is they would clean out this mill. Let's see further in the Mechaber on the next page. V'noigin shekema harishon shenitchon achar nikor. And they would also accustom themselves that the first batch of flour that they would make after this cleaning process, shemrim oisoi ad la'achar aregel, they would not use it until after Pesach. So step number one is that they would clean out the mill. Step number two is that the grain that they would produce after this cleaning process, they would not use until after Pesach. We'll see everything, the reasons for this in the Mishnah Brura. Hagav says the Ramah v'anshei ma'is regidim leilich ba'atzmum el mokoim harichayim leirayis heim ba'atzmum letchinas kimcheim. The Anshe Maisa, people of high Madrega, would go by themselves, El Mokim Rechaim, to the place of the Rechaim, Lirois Heim Ba'atzman, to see by themselves the process of the grinding of the flour. The Mishnah Brura says in the previous page, Sif Kotan Lamed Zayin, Lenake HaRechaim, to clean out the Rechaim, and they would also cover up all of the instruments with a beged pishtan, with a linen garment. Or they would wash the kelim well. Because you don't want it to have chametz in the kelim from the whole year round. Hakemach, it's appropriate to use a new bag to sift out the flour, letzorech Pesach, for Pesach, v'lo latznia mishona l'shona kisarichayim, not to use the same bag from year to year that you put the flour in. The koshikein shein mishtam shem bekis yoshon, even more so, we don't use an old bag, afilo alidei hadoch, even through washing it, v'shifshuf v'hagolo, or scrubbing it down and purging it. We said we should not do that. It's irrelevant whether he will grind it for Pesach after Purim or before Purim. In other words, whether or not it's 30 days before or not, or within 30 days. Sifkon lamir ches. Because they would put in there sometimes a moistened grain. When they would grind up in the mill this moistened grain, bayis sometimes means a house, basically here in the same room. Sometimes it means a room also. So in the same room, you should not be grinding up the flour for Pesach. Why is that? The concern is she'ha'avok pireach umisarev yachad. The concern is that the flour dust will fly up and basically spread around and get mixed up together with the kosher Pesach flour. So in the place where you, in the room where you have the non-kosher Pesach flour, one should try to avoid using the making the kosher Pesach flour. Even if a person wants to suggest the yesh shishim, you have 60 times more of the kosher Pesach flour opposite the non-kosher Pesach dust flour. Nonetheless, we should be careful with this. Therefore, yaseh mechitza b'neim in akarka mimato ad tikra. Should make a mechitza, a separation from the ceiling down all the way to the ground in between these two mills. L'soiles, they would grind it up to make this flour. V'kol shekein b'mekoymes shekol ha'shono teichnin b'hem so'ir m'chamutzim shekorin malts. Even more so in those places where they would grind up the barley, the chametzik of barley, which is called the malt. V'oidim lachim tzas, and they're still a little moist. We need bokin berichayim, and it's sticking to the mill. that they should make sure that they clean out, and as we'll see afterwards, he says set it aside. If this was done, or if there's no other flour to be used, you cannot clean out the mill well, and it's too close to Pesach, you have no time to clean it. Mutter, litchoin, beli nikor. One can grind the flour, the grains, without cleaning out the mill from the previous batch. However, even though he's not going to clean it out, rak sheyefe hakol koidem Pesach, one should make sure he bakes everything before Pesach. And then he has the heter of bat b'shishim. If there is a concern of chametzik of flour, he has the heter of batel b'shishim. V'nered al kopanim tzorich l'rakid ka'akemach, he should sift out the flour, shem nisarev ezepiru yavesh b'soich ha'kemach, because maybe he has some type of chametzik of kernel got mixed up in there, and it dried up before Pesach. It's a peru b'yavesh b'soich ha'kemach, and it's in there in the flour. V'adin im tochnu l'pesach, so too if you grind for Pesach, in the same house, in the same room, you ground the wheat for Pesach. In the same room that you're grinding for Pesach, you also have this moistened grain. Even though the dust, meaning the dust means of the flour, gets mixed up, ain't less a b'dieved. If this happens, then b'dieved is not forbidden. Kevin shu kaidim pesach d'oz batil, since it's before Pesach, and we can rely on the batil b'shishim. Sif cotton mem. Shaim roisoi ad la'acha haregel, that they would watch it until after this first batch, until after Pesach. Or they would eat it before Pesach. The point is, they would not use it for Pesach. The reason is, the whole reason why we don't want to use it on Pesach, so eat it before or after, is because maybe some of the flour from the first grinding, from that first run that you used afterwards, was from the previous batch, was not checked and washed, and maybe there's a little kernel, of chametz in there. So then we said in the Ramah that the Anshei Ma'isa would go themselves to make sure and to watch over the grinding process. Shemitzvah boy yoyisim yushluchay. What's the reason why they would go themselves? Because it's greater to do a mitzvah yourself than to send the messenger to do the mitzvah. Better to do the mitzvah yourself. Al kopanim. Nonetheless, Roy Laniach Birchaim Shomer. It's appropriate to place a mashkiach, a shomer, by the Rechaim. Ish Yorei Shemaim, a baki b'dinim, a person who's a God-fearing Jew and is an expert in his dinim ksas to some degree at least, v'loy am ha'aretz, but not a person who does not know what he's standing there for. Kidei shelo yofoy hadavar lidei chashash chimutz, that you want him to stand over and make sure that nothing will come to a concern of becoming chametzdik. That you should not have a katan watch over it. Sif Tes. The Mechaber tells us, Tzarich litchoin hachitim yoim o yomayim lefnei alisha. Person must grind the flour a day or two before he kneads the flour into a dough. Vim tachnu bera Pesach. And if he ground the grains on Erev Pesach, he doesn't have a day or two now. He needs it for that night. There are those that say, Yeshayimrim sha'asa, it's forbidden to knead the matzah on that day. Because the kemach, the flour, at the time when it is ground, the kernel, when it's ground, pulverized and made into the flour, it's reiseach, it's hot. O mechamim hamayim, and it warms up the water, v'yisa noichu l'achmitz, and it can hasten the process of becoming chametzdik. So that's why we want, the mechaber here is telling us, to to grind it up a day or two before the kneading process. Says the Mishnah Rusifkat Membeis, Yoima Yemaim, Al Koponim Linus Laila Lapachas, at least Linus Laila. What does it mean, Linus Laila? To leave it over one night. And let it sit one night's worth before one makes it into dough. Vafila Benitchon Alidei Behemois, Gamkin Sarich Lamten, even if it was ground up through animals, also you still have to wait. De Bezeh Gamkin Akemecham, because through this the Kemach also will become hot. Afilo imikar mirakeid hakemach, and even if you are mirakeid the kemach, you sift the flour. Lo yamrinan de miskari al deze. We don't say that it gets cooled off because of this. Sif cotton mem gimel, also lalush. That it's also to knead it the matzah on that day that it was ground. According to the Yesha Imrim. What happens if a person went ahead and he took the grain and he ground it up, and on that day he made the matzahs. So if he did this, ain lesser b'diavad, the matzah is not also b'diavad. Rak sheyishmerenu heitev michimutz. What you have to do is be very careful and scrupulous to make sure that you make your matzah very quickly, so that it should not ferment. That in this batch specifically, be more careful to make sure that it does not ferment.